Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFBA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
The Fredericksburg Host Lions Club, our focus this morning. We've got a couple of guests, first-time guests this morning. Shirley I is here, the president of the Fredericksburg Host Lions Club. Shirley I, good morning.
Good morning to you, Ted.
Good to have you here. And Ken Lappin is here. Ken, you were described by Janelle Donahue last week when she was in as a lion extraordinaire. So you have a lot to live up to.
Well, Janelle is my favorite lion, and thank her for that. And thanks for having us.
It is going to be hard, and I'm sure I will during this show, because Shirley I was involved with my daughter's education, and you were always known to me as Mrs. I. So that is going to be how I think I'm going to have to refer to you as.
Well, you can say Shirley and feel very comfortable with it, please.
It is great to have you both here. I just found out. I have always seen that the Fredericksburg Lions Club has always been referred to as the Fredericksburg Host Lions Club. Explain that name, because there's I know that I've been told that there's a reason that why you're the Host Lions.
It surely is, and I know sometimes it's a little awkward to insert the host, but that simply means that we sponsored the origination of another club.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's easy, because you do see a lot of, you don't often see host, and now that makes total sense. That
and in Stafford, there's an Aquia Host Lions Club who will also be in our zone this year.
Okay. Well, a little history about the Lions Club. How did what's some of the history? What do we need to know about the Lions Club and just historically?
All right, and I'll start that. And I know Ken has some really good information to share as well. Ted, you had mentioned earlier that your radio station was established in 1939.
Yeah,
and the Fredericksburg Lions Club was established in 1938, and we'll be celebrating our 85th year in 2023.
How about that?
And there was a particular challenge, Ken, when Helen Keller appeared on the scene.
Indeed. The Lions Club International was actually founded in 1917, and it was in Chicago by a gentleman named Melvin Jones. And Melvin Jones was an insurance agent. And at that time, most of the organizations were focused around their profession. So the insurance agents got together and worried about insurance, and the lawyers got together and worried about a lawyer.
Yeah.
Melvin said, hey, why don't we all get together and focus on helping other people? And so they formed the club in 1917, and they actually hired people to go out around the country and recruit new clubs. And so they organized and started expanding. And then in 1925, they had a convention, and they invited Helen Keller to be the speaker. And she challenged the Lions to become Knights of the Blind in the Crusade Against Darkness. And so the focus for Lionism for many years was vision. And it continues today, but it has also expanded. The primary focus of Lions Club is service. We serve.
That's our motto.
That is our motto. The Lions are the largest service organization in the world. So I have been told. There may be some debate there, but we like to say it's the largest service organization in the world.
You're here this morning. That's what we're going to say.
There you go. Fair enough.
And to even make an emphasis there. We have 1.4 million members in 45,000 clubs in 192 countries.
Wow.
It's worldwide.
Interesting. Well, and Ken, when you mentioned about the vision, that would have been the one thing. If you had started off and you'd given me a test, that would have been the one thing I think that the Lions Club are known for, the either collecting glasses or having a focus on vision.
Well, that's outstanding. We at least have got that word out. But also, we deal with hearing services, hunger.
And we provide diabetes education.
Pediatric cancer. And environment.
Okay, well, there are a number of things.
Yeah, the focus is throughout the world. And the neat thing about it, Ted, is that any club can focus on whatever they choose. So there's clubs that focus on planting trees. Our primary focus in Fredericksburg is vision,
mm-hmm.
and children. And
youth services.
Yeah, yes. We'll talk a lot about that, I think.
Yeah.
But there's some exciting things going on. And we spend about half of the money we raise on vision services. And we do that by going out to health fairs with the van to do screenings. We go to preschools and screen the kids, and that's really special when you can go out and identify a 3-year-old that has vision problems.
Yeah.
Because nobody knows that kid has vision problems, you know. They're just different.
And there's one little anecdote there. One of our Lions Club members was working the vision screening at 4th of July, and a little 4-year-old boy came through with the parents, and they recognized that there was a problem. The parents took the kid, of course, to have a further examination, and the very first words out of this little boy's mouth was, "Mother, you're so beautiful." Because he hadn't really seen her before.
What a great story.
And that really makes it all worthwhile.
And Shirley, I'm sure for you, somebody who has with a background in education, just the focus on kids just is another way of you continuing what you've done most of your life.
True. And matter of fact, we have established a wonderful collaboration with the Fredericksburg City Public Schools with Dr. Marcy Catlett.
Hold on to
superintendent.
Yes, hold on to that thought, because we're going to talk about that when we come back. The Fredericksburg Host Lion Club's our focus this morning. Shirley I and Ken Lappin here from the Fredericksburg Host Lions Club. Much more to talk about, and we will do that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Ken Lappin and Shirley I here this morning from the Fredericksburg Host Lions Club. One of the things we didn't talk about, and that we should and we'll mention a bunch of times this morning, is membership and becoming members. I'm sure you're always looking for new blood and new people to get involved with the Fredericksburg Host Lions Club.
Absolutely.
Yes. And the Facebook page, all you have to do is go to Fredericksburg Host Lions Club, and there are three administrators of the Facebook page, and we immediately respond to requests. This morning I received one actually from a lady who wanted to make a donation.
Okay.
And how do I join? And we were right on spot to give that information.
Okay.
And then, of course, there's a website as well.
Okay. I did not see the website.
It is fredlionsclub.org.
Okay. fredlionsclub.org.
Yes.
Meetings. How often do you meet?
We meet once a month,
okay,
and that is the second Thursday at Fredericksburg Country Club. We have a little social time, and then dinner is 6:15, and we usually have a speaker that will promote one of our goals.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, to be involved in the Lions Club, it really gets you involved in the community, and you learn a lot about the community.
Indeed. That's one of the focuses of our meetings, is to create an atmosphere where people can get together and talk about issues that are ongoing in the community. We currently have 52 members, and as most clubs, most organizations, about 50% of them are active, and half of them are really active. So of 50 members, we probably have 15 or 20 people that do most of the work in the club.
Yeah.
We can always use new members. And one of our mottos, not a motto, but one of our sayings these days is you just need to ask one. So as a member, if I go out and ask one member to join, yeah. then I'm going to ask you to join before this evening's over.
Oh, but, I expected to. Yes.
But we're also we're saying ask one half your age, because the club is getting old, and we could certainly use some newer members and younger members. One of our main fundraisers is selling Christmas trees. And for us old guys, humping Christmas trees is tough. I got to tell you that. And we'll talk more about that when we talk about the fundraisers. But in order to do what we want to do, which is serve the community, we need people to do that.
Right.
And membership is important. To be a Lion, you basically need to want to have an impact on your community.
Yeah.
I spent 30 years in the military. When I retired, I was still pretty vibrant and still pretty young, and said, well, what can I do? And in order to give back, I joined the Lions Club. And it's been my primary focus since I retired, to be very honest. I'm loving it.
I like the ask one half your age.
Yes. Me too.
That is a great idea, because all across, we see that everywhere in society, just of needing to get younger people involved.
Right.
And that's to say that, ask one half your age, is very intentional.
And we have so many different activities that I mean, I commuted back and forth to the Pentagon, so knowing that you can do that and still support the community. There are things on the weekends, or things mm-hmm. on the evenings, and there's things during the week for us retired guys, and we can do all of that. So there's a lot of different opportunities to serve, and you just have to want to serve your community. And that's the standard for joining the Lions Club.
And during the pandemic, we knew that there would be a crunch on food needs and that type of assistance. So we contacted Dr. Catlett or the school system. And from there, their relationship and collaboration just snowballed. And we were able to donate to the regional food bank and to the school system, wrote grants, for instance, from the Lions of Virginia Foundation in order to provide additional assistance. And then Dr. Catlett asked one, not necessarily half age, but she joined, she had been a Lion.
Okay.
And then she has joined our club as well, so she has firsthand information about what we do.
Yeah.
And then she had this dream. And like, you know, South Pacific, you got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how are you going to have one come true?
Yeah.
And the Super Cat Bus has come to fruition, probably starting in August. And it's a mobile instructional unit that will provide technology and any kind of instructional need that kids need. And the Lions Club will get their schedule, and we'll actually go with them and do some vision screening.
What a great idea, though.
Yes.
What a great idea this bus is. We'll be able to do so much.
And the title, of course, is a little play on words.
Sure.
Super Cat Bus.
Yeah.
And students from the local vocational schools ripped apart the innards of a long bus, and they have been involved with the project as well, and it will be, we'll have a lift, and we'll be able to serve the handicapped as well.
Wow, you must be really proud of that.
We are. Matter of fact, we donated out of the club $10,000. We wrote a Lions of Virginia Foundation grant. They gave us $18,000. And then we wrote a Lions Club International Foundation grant, and they gave us $10,000, and we came up with $38,000.
Wow, you've got more than just a passing interest in this, then.
Yeah, we have an investment.
Yeah, and when I said a few minutes ago, Shirley, that you've been able to stay involved with education and with kids, I had no idea that it was this kind of involvement too.
And I must tag on one more thing. I'm working very closely with Sandy Gillenwater in the school system,
yeah.
And they wanting to, of course, catch up their kids for reading, and the club has donated a significant amount to buy weekly readers, which has been around for years.
Oh, wait, those are still around?
They are still around.
And they're still needed.
Yeah. Oh, I absolutely loved those.
Yeah, and then they can take it home, and the parents can read it as well. So it's a good thing.
It was a weekly reader that got me interested in doing news.
And
just because it had information, mm-hmm. and I loved reading that.
And from all over the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
one of my favorite things we do with the school system is at our club meetings, we walk around and collect loose change. Mm-hmm. You know, what? Dig in your pocket, what kind of change do you have?
Yeah.
And doing that, we have averaged $1,200 a year that we give back to the school system,
yeah.
and they use it to support their summer feeding program.
Wow.
Where they have several vans that go around to different locations and provide lunches to any child that walks up to the door. So we've helped them support that, and that's fun to do.
That is, especially in light of the pandemic,
yes.
and what schools are facing, or even the change in the summer feeding has just been across the board in all localities has been high this summer. You're looking at inflation and everything going there. So, the Lions Club been really involved. The Fredericksburg Host Lions Club really involved in a lot of current events kinds of things, and what a huge help for the city schools.
And this year we gave four James Monroe High School seniors a $1,000 scholarship each. And last year we gave a what we call bland music scholarship of $1,000 to promote the fine arts as well.
There is a lot of involvement.
There is. We support the regional food bank. With donations, and we don't. Well, several of us go out and volunteer there to help.
Yeah,
that's always encouraging too, to be able to give folks that need it extra food. That's fun project to do.
Well, in these, go ahead, Shirley. You're going to say something.
Environment.
Yeah.
On September 22nd, I think it is, the Rappahannock cleanup crew is meeting, and we have the Zone F that we're in. Will be participating and sponsoring the cleanup of our area around the Rappahannock.
Hmm.
Another thing that we're involved in, we're a primary supporter of the hearing. I can't remember. There's a Signs of Fun camp for hearing impaired folks.
Oh, okay.
And this Friday we're actually going out to serve them lunch after they had their weekly event. And
you might get a pie in the face.
I might get a pie in the face.
I would like to see a picture of that.
A balloon, yeah.
I hope someone takes a picture of that and puts it on Facebook, on your Facebook page.
Yeah, I would.
Good.
Definitely. I'm one of the administrators. I would do that.
Oh, and I would share it on our Facebook pages because I think what a great thing. You know, it's as you talk about all of these things, and I just can't help but thinking for someone to join, especially people that are younger, get you involved in the community, you're more apt to want to put down roots and stay here,
mm-hmm.
and not be so mobile. Yeah. I mean, you get to know a community, and all of a sudden you start developing some ties to the community.
And we were at an event Saturday and took the opportunity. There was this very energetic young lady and gentleman, and oh, by the way, this is what we do for volunteering. I know you want to give back to your community.
Yeah.
So the applications have been mailed to them.
Boy, you don't waste any time.
And they are much less half our age. So.
Yeah. Now I keep thinking of that. More and more people need to focus on those kinds of things, just because there is a situation where groups it's the older people, and you're intentionally trying to you know get younger.
And the need is there.
Yeah.
And the opportunity for a young person to come into our club and be the future of it it should be a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for someone. And I think I see just a lot of room for changes and growth and updating and We're getting old, man.
Oh, but you're still
it's just a number.
It's just a number, and you've got a lot more. You have a lot more events that you can be at. So Shirley, as president, are you president for a year or is it...
Actually, I was president last year as well.
Oh, okay.
And because of circumstances, I agreed to be president again this year because we had so many great projects going on. It's so nice to really just be there and have the team work through that.
Yeah, yeah.
But we do have some new officers, so that's good.
Sure, COVID was tough as far as not, having to meet with Zoom and those kinds. I'm sure that's what it seems like everybody did that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And we're still doing the board of directors by Zoom.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. You are wearing, Ken, you are wearing a Lions of Virginia International Convention. So that leads me to believe that you've been to, and that's in Chicago.
Was in Chicago. The Lions were founded in Chicago. I didn't mention that.
Okay.
But yes, in 2017, they had the 100th anniversary of the Lions Club Foundation. There were over 200,000 people from 150 countries.
Wow.
And we took over McCormick Center, which is huge.
It's a huge place,
And we had a parade down State Street and demonstrations, and it was a marvelous 4 days. Just a great, great focus on Lionism and what we do.
Yeah. Well, just the history in this area, I did not realize, the Lions Club is a year older than this radio station. And both have seen all kinds of changes and all kinds of history in this area.
And it's great to get new blood in and think outside the box so that we can broaden our service and broaden our scope. And that's what we're working towards, for sure.
When the Lions was initially founded, in their first convention, they agreed to allow women to join the club. And in their second convention, they rescinded that.
Okay. Wow, okay.
A little ahead of their time.
Yeah.
They established Lioness clubs. And so they had separate women's clubs and men's clubs. And then they decided that was pretty stupid.
Right.
And
put everybody together.
We've joined, and actually the year I was president in 2012, the Lioness Club disbanded and joined us. And I honestly, the energy that these women brought into the club was fascinating.
Yeah.
It just changed things and really, really improved the organization.
Ken Lappin is here, a Lion extraordinaire, and I would agree with how Janelle Donahue described you as, and Shirley I, the president of the Fredericksburg Coastal Lion Clubs here this morning. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about fundraising and other stuff with Shirley and Ken. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is now 8:31.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Great stuff this morning with the Fredericksburg Host Lions Club. Shirley I is the president. She is here along with Ken Lappin talking about the Lions Club. Again, if people want to find out more, fredlionsclub.org. is the website. Also, there's a Facebook page. The Facebook page, just type in Fredericksburg Host Lions Club, and boom, it pops up, and you'll get all kinds of information.
And immediate responses.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like, Shirley, you are there keeping an eye on it, and if someone has a question and wants to join,
Well, we believe in what we do and promote it in any way we can. And matter of fact, we have three honors in the Lions Club that we award those who really give their max. And one of the awards is the Lion of the Year, and they get a special plaque. And then there was a former Lion who did so much for our organization called David Burks. So that is a real honor to get that. And mm-hmm. then the max honor would be to receive the Melvin Jones Award, which honors the founder of Lions Club International.
Okay.
Melvin Jones Award is the highest honor that a local club can bestow on a member.
Yes.
So that's...
So I didn't realize that you've got those awards, I guess, given out yearly.
Mm-hmm. The Lion of the Year for sure, the other two as appropriate.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I see the other thing besides vision that I always hear about with the Fredericksburg Coast Lions is fundraising.
Yes.
And you mentioned it, Ken, a little bit earlier. Christmas trees.
Christmas tree. I've been on the Christmas tree committee for years, and if we stopped selling Christmas trees, I would go out and volunteer for somebody else. It is so much fun and gets me in such Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
But we sell Christmas trees out in front of the old Big Lots.
I was going to ask you, is that the place? I thought that was your spot.
And now I don't know what we're in front of the Crab guy now on Route 3.
Yeah.
We get good support from the Beatty Management Company that manages the lot, and so that's very helpful. We sell Christmas trees. We sell about 500. At one point, our club sold 1,500 Christmas trees.
Wow.
Yeah. That's been a while ago when they had over 100 members, and they did it over at the Eagle Village. The old roses, but now we're down to about 500, and it is amazing. We have the same customers, probably 70% of the folks that come every year, and mm-hmm. and it's, I mean, your friends, the kids are growing up, you know,
yeah.
and it's wonderful fun.
And the cool thing, the Lions do the Christmas tree waltz, we call it. They do the 360 to show the families the trees.
And we also we'll actually take the tree out, put it on top of the car, tie it down. So it's full service and just marvelous. We talked about the need for young members, and we have run into a problem. So we're actually hiring Germana students to come out and help us.
And
those young backs help, and of course anything we can pay them helps them.
I never thought of that. You would need that.
Yeah.
An artificial tree, but as you describe it, it makes me want to come get a Lions Club tree at least once, just so I can do the 360 waltz.
There you go.
And you get a peppermint stick, and you can also buy White House ornaments provided by the Historical Society for the White House.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Those
interesting.
Are beautiful.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
they are.
Yeah.
They are. I thought that this last year, at least the last couple of years, it seems, because I drive by your spot a lot on Route 3 there, and that they sold, that the people last year bought them quicker.
Oh, yeah.
10 days.
Yeah.
We were open for 10 days and sold out.
I remember going by and looking over and thinking, there's still a number of days, you know, we're still early December, and there's hardly any trees left.
Right. Well, we historically opened this Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And when that's early in the month, you're sold out in 10 days, you know, by the 5th
right.
of December, you know, you're thinking about closing up. That's a long time.
But we'll
continue that for a while and see where that goes.
I'm sure you've had some cold days there.
Sometimes it's really nice, but and sometimes the most fun is when it's snowing, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, that is marvelous to sell a Christmas tree in the snow.
And this year, another fundraiser is the golf tournament, and that will be held at Fawn Lake on October 24th.
Okay.
So we encourage participation in joining up.
So you've got the you've got the Christmas trees and the golf tournament. Any other fundraisers?
Yeah, we do a reverse raffle. We do that in the March time frame, and it's a significant fundraiser. We generally do it at the country club, and it's a great party. Mm-hmm. We have heavy hors d'oeuvres and an open bar and $5,000-$6,000 in prizes, and
wow.
tickets are generally $100 a piece for two people. Obviously, because of COVID, we've gone virtual, and that's caused us a dilemma for us, actually, because we no longer have the expense of throwing the party. The profits have been marvelous. But this year we'll probably go back to the country club and have a super party with that event. And that's around St. Patrick's Day. And okay. So that's a great party.
And that'll be our 85th year celebration part of it.
Yeah.
Now, we do these so that we can support our actions, things we do. We donate to a lot of organizations in the community that do things that support our causes. But we've talked about the Supercat bus. Vision support, anytime we do a vision screening, and we have a marvelous machine that allows us, we can do a vision screening of a six-month-old child. And it is amazing. All they need to do is focus on little blinking lights for 3/4 of a second, and you can come up with an eye refraction.
Isn't that something?
It is amazing.
And you've got a machine.
It looks like a Polaroid camera, basically.
Right. And then we can do a printout and give it to the parent or the person we're screening.
Yeah.
Then they can take it to their physician.
And any time that we do a screening and the individual requires financial assistance, we will pay for the eye exam and pay for the glasses. And we have optometrists in the local community that support us and give us a cut rate, so that's always helpful. The machine we got is a spot vision tester, and that was donated by Dr. Falkenberg of Sight Clinic.
Yeah.
And that's very helpful. But whenever anyone needs assistance, we will fund it and support them. But the neat thing that we're doing right now is expanding vision services in the community to folks that don't get vision services now. And we're working with the Moss Free Clinic and establishing an eye vision lane, which has all of the equipment that an optometrist office has.
Yeah.
And with the help of volunteer optometrists and ophthalmologists, we're hopefully going to have the grand opening next month and be able to provide not only optical services but medical services like glaucoma and eye injury and that type of thing to a part of the community that doesn't have it anymore.
Right.
And that's being supported by the Virginia Lions Eye Institute, which runs an eye clinic up in Northern Virginia, and they saw the need to expand further south, so they provided the equipment. And we're coordinating the effort along with the Moss Free Clinic.
If I could say here, for every project, we always need a champion. And Ken has certainly been the champion for working for this eye lane.
It's exciting and it's fun and it's complicated and we're trying to get other clubs involved in the zone and try to figure out how we're going to do things and they're trying to clinics trying to figure out how they can get the medicines to support people and it's a dynamic project and it's extremely worthwhile and I'm very pleased to be working with it.
Boy, and it's just sounds so all encompassing, and especially what it will provide.
Absolutely, a full service optician's office.
Right.
We're working closely with Dr. Falkenberg's office. The site is a prime sponsor for it, and Kim Fields and Stafford and We're going to have an open house probably the 24th of August and invite local opticians and eye doctors, ophthalmologists also, and introduce the clinic to them and ask for their support. So that would be very helpful for the folks in the community that are currently underserved.
Yeah.
And that's wonderful.
And in the interim, while we're setting up the eye lane, our Lions have gone to the Moss Free Clinic and have already for several months now been doing the vision screening and making the referrals.
Hmm. You guys are really involved in some real meaningful ways.
We hope so.
Yeah. No, this is something I'm glad you came in and talked about it because I mean there should be a real celebration when that does open.
Yes, it will be.
Oh, indeed. Yeah. Indeed.
A lot of work and it really, this has been enlightening to me because I had not heard about the Moss Free Clinic project. And again, I could have said, you know, eyes, and I think that they'll help kids get glasses. I didn't know you had a machine. I didn't know this. You've been very informative today.
We're happy about that.
We used to screen all the kindergarten kids at Universal.
I thought so. Yeah.
And the state got involved and gave them a grant to get a company to do that. And we're negotiating. Are you listening, Marcy Catlett? We're negotiating with the school just to be able to get back in and do that. That was very fulfilling.
Yeah.
And so we make up for that by doing the pre-screening at the schools, preschools. And that's fun also.
Well, and again, you could do kind of put on your Mrs. I hat.
Yes.
Surely, to just say, I mean, you would see it. I mean, teachers a lot of times see when students are struggling with eyesight. Maybe parents don't. Maybe parents don't see that kind of thing, but a teacher can see that there's something not quite right.
And we do offer if teachers have that concern, we can go in just immediately with a spot machine and do the screening with the nurse at each of the schools if they request it.
Hmm.
It's a great machine.
Interesting. There's not many dull moments with the Fredericksburg Host Lions Club. I will say that.
Another thing that we do is we're a big supporter of a children's diabetes camp.
Okay.
And this camp is totally organized and managed with folks that are diabetic. And so they bring kids in and most parents with kids who have critical diabetes are afraid to leave them.
Yeah.
Because they're brittle and it's dangerous. But everybody at this camp is trained and experienced. And so the parents can bring their kids, drop them off, and relax. It's a respite for them. And we're big supporters of that. We also do support diabetes education in the community along with Mary Washington Hospital to try to influence diabetics and get them on the right track.
I hate to just say, is that all? Is that everything? Because that's quite a lot.
Actually, one of our Lions recognized a need at the Central Regional Library here.
Yeah.
And just volunteering and would read to the kids, but the kids wouldn't have a book to take home. So we're sponsoring the CRRL summer reading program so that they actually, we make a donation so that each kid can then take a book home.
And that brings up another point. The neat thing about this club is that if you walk in and you have an idea.
Sounds like that.
Just pitch your idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get one or two people to support it, and boom, we got a new project.
Yeah. We do.
And the focus, like I said, you can go anywhere you want with the Lions Club. Mm-hmm. So that is great fun.
And your enthusiasm is contagious. You're involved in the community and having a good time doing it. And having a really big impact.
Thank you.
Good.
Shirley, I and Ken Lappin here, Fredericksburg Host Lions Club. Quick break. We'll wrap it up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Great stuff on the Fredericksburg Host Lions Club this morning. Shirley, I and Ken Lappin here. Before we get out of here, you had something real quick to talk about, Shirley, as far as the international version of this.
Yes, the mission of the International Association of Lions Clubs, and we feel like this is applicable to our organization. Empower volunteers to serve their communities, to give back, meet humanitarian needs, encourage peace, and promote international understanding through Lions Club work. And that just succinctly tells what we're all about.
Yeah, it really does. That kind of in a nutshell of what we've been talking about this morning. I have learned so much. I can't wait to see the Supercat bus.
Oh, and it'll have a beautiful teal-colored wrap that will reflect, and they're using students' artwork to decorate the wrap.
Oh, wow.
Right, and have the emblem of the school system and the Lions Club on it, so we're tickled about that. And along with Peace in the World, the Lions Club sponsors a peace poster contest, and we usually do that at Walker Grant. And it promotes a theme of what peace means to young people.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of opportunities to get involved. And like you said, Ken, if you've got ideas, if you come in and say this, you know, if you've got ideas, you all are. Yeah.
All we need is a champion.
Yeah.
An idea is an idea, but an idea with a champion is a project that's going to work. We love to do that. I've been the membership chairman for several years, and I have a great orientation presentation. If you or anyone is interested in joining the Lions Club, please give me a call and let's talk. It's a great introduction to what Lions is all about.
Well, you are two great ambassadors for the Fredericksburg Host Lions Club, and 52 members. You should be able to. As busy as you are, and if someone wants to get active, this is a great club to get involved with, it sounds like.
Totally agree.
Just look at it's as easy, surely, as going and looking on Facebook and it's sending a message through Facebook.
Exactly.
And I'd encourage anyone that wants to play golf at Fawn Lake October 24th to get in touch, and we'll hook you up at the golf tournament.
Absolutely.
So should be great fun.
And if you've got go ahead.
And I did want to say that our three major fundraisers, every penny that we collect from the public goes into the charities and is given back to the community.
And if you've got a healthy back, you can be put to use at Christmas time.
That's right. Save me 2 weeks around Thanksgiving, and we'll go out and sell Christmas trees.
Shirley, I and Ken Lappin, thank you both so much. This has been very educational, and you both lived up to the billing you had received about just your enthusiasm and just how the Fredericksburg Host Lions Club is involved in things. 85 years next year, we will definitely celebrate that and some of these other things. I'll be in touch, and we'll stay in touch with all this. Thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you, Ted. That's wonderful. Appreciate
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.